Hello, everybody. The author is going to continue the discussion of who is responsible if you don't take care of your body. Is it you or is it Hashem, God? So it continues. We talked about the words of Sefer Chinuch the previous day. So it talks about here when Hashem asked the prophet Shmuel to visit David to anoint him king during Shmuel's tenure. During Shaul's tenure, Shmuel hesitated. He said, "How can I go? If Shaul hears it, he'll kill me." And he says from his reply, Hashem's prophet was concerned for his life, and Shmuel wasn't criticized for it. He wasn't criticized for a lack of faith. He understood that this could be a risk to my life. And Hashem said, "Okay, I understand your point." And again, we talk about Sefer Chinuch, and then the author here quotes that says very clearly in Devarim, last week's parsha, do not test God. That we should just test and neglect our body. And last week's parsha is right. And it goes, Tosafos, comment on a discussion in the Gemara about avoiding cold reps, says that although it is a given that everything in the hands of heaven, except for fear of heaven, should an individual behave foolishly or in a careless manner, he can indeed bring about an early death. So of course everything's in the hands of heaven, but if one has a fear of Hashem and a fear of heaven, and he fulfills all his life to take care of oneself and keeps in good shape, he says he can actually be promised to live a healthier and longer life. I think the idea is just that we're following Hashem's directives, and you know, we'll be rewarded for that, whereas if we're not, we could be punished for that. Certainly people are charged with their personal responsibility of ensuring that they remain healthy and fit in order to live a long life. So this is a person's obligation according to halakha. It's a clear halakha to follow Hashem's laws and take care of your body. Next section says that on the contrary, Hashem has directed us that an individual protect himself and be proactive, as we've quoted, said, do not test. And then it quotes further, Kavos Halavos says, he provides an even stronger incentive, saying that although ultimately it is Hashem who determines one's lifespan, the individual must exert his own efforts to support himself and those who depend upon him for the necessities of life. He cannot say that it's Hashem responsible for his life and he need not make efforts on his own. So not taking care of your body is equivalent to committing suicide. Very strong words. Again, this is committing like suicide if you're not taking care of your body and being proactive. And then it goes on to quote a midrash that says, 99 people out of 100 die because they don't take care of themselves versus the one who died by the hands of heaven. And there's another source, Mana Kahuna, who's commenting on the Midrash Rabbah, explains that such a person is culpable of criminal negligence because he doesn't take care of his body. So we see a lot of these sources are saying that it's really our responsibility to take care of our body. It could be committing suicide almost away. It could be negligence. And then you guys see the Rambam at the end. Rambam says that if there's a partnership agreement, and right, grants partners sick benefits, if the illness of one is due to his own negligence, for example, not dressing warmly when going out, he is to be legally considered as the one who intentionally injured himself, and his claim to compensate for medical costs is consequently to be denied. I think this here is saying that we have a partnership with Hashem, to take care of our body and he'll take care of us. And we don't do our part, how can we expect Hashem to pay our bills, so to speak? Anyway, have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening.